Welcome to the podcast editing and support show. My name is Dave. Are you ready? Let's go. We're going to start the episode right now. Happy to have you here. Let's do this. All right. Yes. Glad to be back with you yet again. We are looking at the best digital audio workstations, also known as DAWs. These are the DAWs of our life. No, that didn't work. For 2024, what are we using in podcast editing and support to do our edits? Now, I'm under the assumption that you are a podcaster and that you do your own editing, hence why you're here at the podcast editing and support show. So that's kind of my assumption, so let's keep that in mind as we go through this, that you do know what editing DAWs are. But for those maybe podcast hosts that are listening and going, I'm looking to hire somebody, but I don't even know what the heck is a DAW. Basically, it is the recording platform that captures our voice and where we do our fancy edits with our music that you heard at the beginning, fading in and recording our voice and cleaning it up, taking out the big mistakes, the big breaks, the big ums, the ahs, which we all love to throw into our sentences, which you'll hear me say often here because, you know, I'm a human. And I leave them in sometimes because, again, I'm a human. We are working with a DAW. This is a digital audio workstation. And I have gone through and I found an article over at PC Mag, and they rate the top DAWs for audio production and editing. And let's just keep in mind that when we go through the list today together, and I'll have a link to the article so you can go read it yourself, you can tell I'm not making this up. They give us their picks for what software is great for what. Now, just like I can buy I wouldn't have the money to do it, but a Lamborghini, I could drive my Lamborghini over to Home Depot and buy wood for my building project and stick it in my Lamborghini and stick it out with the roof back, stick it out through the roof of the car and drive home. Or I could get a pickup truck or a larger truck that would probably carry the wood home better, right? So as we look at this list of audio DAWs, digital audio workstations, remember that some of these are made for one purpose and people are using it for a different purpose. So keep that in mind. Some of the tools included in the different DAWs that we're going to talk about today are not designed by any means for podcasters. And there are tools that are included in these different DAWs that you will probably never use because they're not designed for spoken word audio. So you'll never touch these buttons and you're paying for things that you may not need. Keep that in mind. Now, the whole topic of the digital audio workstations that are the best for podcasting is quite contentious because you have people who are just like a sports team. They love their football team, their baseball team, their hockey team, their soccer football team in the UK. You love your different team and you are devoted to that team. Whether they do well or they do terrible, it doesn't matter. You'll throw on that jersey, you'll throw on the colors, and you'll celebrate or cry depending on how your team does. We have in the podcast editing space some very opinionated podcast editors who will outright tell you that you are horrible if you use a certain DAW because they love their DAW and that's the only one that they'll ever use. And I might fall into that a little bit in our conversation today because I use a DAW and I love it and I'm using it right now to record this episode and it works for me. And a lot of people in the space, to give you a little inside knowledge, a lot of people in the space think that the DAW that I'm using is horrible. Yep. Oh. How dare you?
How dare you?
Yep. Some of the things I'm going to say today in this episode are going to make some people go, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to go breathe into a paper bag. Yep, because there are people, again, that are super committed to the DAW of their choice. Now, that is good. I'm glad people are committed to what they love and use what they love, because then they're going to get good at it. To use all of the things that we're going to talk about today means you're going to be mildly good at everything. So when you do fall in love with the DAW that you love, then great, good, awesome. Be that, do that, get the shirt, get the hat, get the bumper sticker, do all the things. But please, please don't look down on anyone else that uses something different than you. Now, as a podcast host, do you care what DAW that I use to edit your... No, you really don't care. What it looks like, how it works. No, you just want your episode edited and back in time and on budget. That's it. So this is more designed for podcast editors today. Podcast hosts, please listen in, because you're going to learn a few things. But for this is designed for podcast editors, primarily new podcast editors who are finding their way and deciding on what is the right digital audio workstation to use in my podcast. Are you ready? Okay, again, I'm going to make some people say this.
How dare you?
But here is a list of PC Mag's digital audio workstations for podcasting. You ready? Here we go. So remember, for those at home and those in the back of the room, that I didn't write this article and I didn't compile the list. I didn't give the feedback or my recommendations. I'm simply reading to you from the article mentioned in the show notes, so that you can do your own judgment. So as you're gathering rocks to throw in my direction, please remember that I'm commenting on an article in PC Mag for 2024, where it's called The Best Digital Audio Workstation DAWs for 2024. And Jamie Lindino is the one that created this, so thank you, Jamie, for this. And again, link in the show notes. So they have their top 11 picks, and I'll read to you each of them, and then we're going to kind of go through and talk a little bit about each. Number one, they have Apple Logic Pro. It is $199.99. I guess these are US numbers because I'm in Canada, so we have to do math. And it's an Apple product, obviously, Apple Logic Pro. We also have the Apple GarageBand, which is free on Apple devices. Again, I'm not an Apple user. I'll never use this. I'll never have any access to this. The next would be Avid Pro Tools, and that's $99.99 per month, US. Okay, keep that in mind. That's $100 a month. Okay, $1,200. Can we do the math? A year, US. Keep that in mind. Avid Pro Tools. We have Ableton Live. That one doesn't show a price right now. Audacity, which I'm using right now.
How dare you?
Yeah, there it is again. Audacity is what I'm using, and I've been using it for 25, almost 30 years, I guess, now. And it's interesting. They call Audacity, their words, not mine, best for editing podcasts. I find that funny. So Audacity is free, always been free, will always be free. So there you go. My choice, again, Audacity. Then they go to Cocos Reaper. I like that they said Cocos. So Reaper. And they don't have the price showing here on the screen. They have ImageLine FL Studio, $349.99. That's a Canadian price for that one. Magix Sequoia. No idea. I've never heard of it. PreSonus Studio One and Steinberg Cubase Pro. So there's the prices and the information I have as an overview. And the whole idea around digital audio workstations is that you have monthly memberships you can pick. You can buy the program outright, or you can use a free service like Audacity. How do you know which one is right for you? So basically, through the article, they went through and tested the most popular DAWs. And they did their research and they came up with their reviews for each. So let's go to Apple Logic Pro. They said why we picked it. It's for Mac users. Logic Pro does it all. Costs hundreds less than competing DAWs. Logic Pro has virtual instruments. Again, why? I don't know why we'd need that in podcasting as an audio voice program, like we're just making audio. But anyways, they also have 5,900 presets with only 15,000 royalty-free loops, easy to say. And it's really designed for, again, people on Macs. As such, it's more for do-it-yourself composers, mix engineers, mastering, film scoring, post-production. That's really where it sits. So it doesn't really address the podcasting version of this. They do have a free version, it says here, checked off. Excellent mastering tools, lots of instruments and effects, excellent value. It's really more designed for something different than audio, spoken word audio podcasts. So again, same thing, Lamborghini picking up lumber at Home Depot. Will it bring the wood home for you? Sure. Did you overspend to get wood home? Probably, if you're using a Lamborghini to bring home a 2x4. So keep that in mind. So that is the Apple Logic Pro. Then they have Apple GarageBand, which is on all the Apple products. Again, I'm not an Apple user, so I've never touched it, so I can't really comment on how easy it is in relation to podcasting. But it does offer easy music recording for novices and pros, and it comes with every Mac. And it's still one of the best ways to learn piano or guitar with a computer. Again, does that have anything to do with podcasting? Absolutely not. Can you use it? Sure. Sure you can. And there's a lot of podcasters I know that use it. It's got a lot of instruments. It's got powerful mixing and mastering features. But again, a Lamborghini picking up a 2x4. Right? Is it the right tool for the right job? That's up to you. GarageBand is your favorite, then great. It's there for you, okay? Then we jump down to Avid Pro Tools, and they gave it a 4.5 on this. And so this one, again, I've never used this. So if you have, I'd love to get your feedback on it. Avid has unlocked Pro Tools. It's an audio recording and editing software for the new generation, which apparently I'm not, while maintaining its status as a standard cross-platform solution for professional music, films, games, and podcast and broadcast production worldwide. Buying into Pro Tools in whatever capacity will mean your projects will have the largest potential compatibility base should you want to work with other people in other places. So I know that there's other podcast editors and support people that share this platform, so they are all working on the same platform. Again, it's really designed for more the pro level, what I would say. Avid Pro Tools is the best DAW for most people with PCs, according to their article here. Pro Tools is equally excellent on Macs. So there you go. And Pro Tools is ideal for larger studios with lots of outboard hardware and the need for expensive support networks. Reasonably priced at $9.99 per month tier lets a new generation of up-and-coming engineers get on board again. So pros, cleanest audio editing workflow on the planet, new low-cost artist version, fast 64-bit recording and mixing engine, high-end software and support policies are tops in the industry. Some of the cons: subscription-only pricing and weak instrument bundle, despite two new additions. Again, instrument bundles, unless you're recording music, it really doesn't have an impact on your spoken word podcast. So that is probably one of the most popular ones. I hear people talk about Pro Tools all the time. And if you meet a Pro Tools user, they'll tell you in 10 seconds they're a Pro Tool user. So they're very proud of it. $99.99 per month. Keep that in mind. Ableton Live. This one is a powerful all-in-one box solution for composing and performing live music, particularly electronic influenced tunes. Since the launch in 2001, Ableton Live has become the go-to environment for music creation for many musicians. Have you noticed I haven't said the word podcast yet? No. Okay. So who's it for? Anyone who composes electronic music. I play actual instruments, so that's not me. With an eye toward live performance and or wants to turn on the spot performances into recorded tracks. So again, it's very music-based. It's not something that is designed for spoken word audio. Can you use it? Probably. So there again, is it the right tool for the right job? That's completely up to you. And now we jump to the one that I'm using right now, which again is going to get some people turning up their nose at me for even talking about it. But according to this article on PC Mag, this platform is known as the best for editing podcasts. Let me say it one more time for the person in the back. Best for editing podcasts goes to Audacity.
How dare you?
Yep, so I know every time I say that word, I feel like an angel got its wings. So this is why they picked it. It's a powerful, free, open source editor that's been available for years. Audacity works smoothly. It's a program that lets you import, mix, and combine audio tracks, stereo, mono, even multi-track recording, and render the output as one. It also offers flexible editing down to simple to sample level and spectrogram and spectral views for analyzing frequency response. While you get unlimited undo and redos, Audacity's edits are almost always destructive. Actually, no, they've updated that. So it won't replace a proper audio digital workstation like Avid Pro Tools. Again, see they're leaning. Or Apple Logic Pro. Who's it for? If you want to get started in podcasting or recording music, I do use it for my music, yes. It's tough to go wrong with Audacity, the powerful, free, open source audio editor that's been available for years. I feel like I'm reading this again. Audacity is still the go-to choice for quick and dirty audio work and clean audio work as well. Professionals looking for multi-track post-production and broadcast tools should take a closer look at Adobe Audition if that's where you're headed. So the pros, it's free. Okay, so I don't know how you can beat that. Free, there's no monthly fee, there's no yearly free, there's no nothing. It's free. New real-time tools and different editing options, ideal for dialogue, sound effects, trimming, musical tracks. And it does support multi-track and playback and batch reprocessing. So that's what they term as the best for podcasting. Ta-da! So I know. I think it made a lot of people mad. Then we have Reaper. Reaper delivers live audio and virtual instrument recording, full mixing console, accurate notation, editing, and video scoring support. Unlike competing DAWs, Reaper lets you build your own menus, toolbars, and macros. Audacity lets you build macros too, everyone, just so you know. And who's it for? Reaper covers nearly all the bases. It's a fraction of the price. It's good for composers, producers, and garage bands, the real kind they put in brackets. It's got multi-channel audio recording, useful for new track composing tools, heavily customizable, fast and extremely light memory footprint. There you go. They don't have a free version and they don't have a subscription plan. That's Reaper. Now, I know podcast editors that swear by Reaper. They love it and it works great for them. Again, I've never used the tool. I'm an Audacity person. And that's one more option for you. So as we go through these, I would just encourage you to take a couple of these and do like Reaper versus Audacity. Throw that into YouTube and watch the fireworks and see which one works for you. Take each of these and compare them to each other as you make a decision of what you want to be comfortable with using. And again, my anticipation is as a podcast editor with your own podcast, you're doing your own editing and you already have a platform. But again, if you're curious, that's why I wanted to create this list for you and share this with you. Then we have Inline FL Studio is Fruity Loops is the original name. Debuted back in 1998. It has actually matured over time into a very powerful DAW. It's more around electronic music, again, as we talked about before. So can you use this for your editing? Yes. So that's another option for you. Keep that one in mind. So again, that would have been originally called Fruity Loops, not the cereal, but the editor. And then we have Magic Sequoia. So Sequoia is the industry standard for a complete mixing and mastering environment, particularly for classical recordings, live broadcasts, and prepping recordings for vinyl or high-resolution digital distribution. Again, not one mention of podcast in that sentence. So can you use it for that? Sure. And they give you some of the pros, being a top-shelf support for mastering and distribution formats, excellent for four-point audio and crossfade edits. Okay, it's cons. It's extremely expensive. It requires a hardware dongle, which sounds like a good time. It's got a cluttered UI and some sluggishness, even on very fast PCs. So it sounds like a memory hog. Then we have Presonus Studio One. Was reinvented the common digital audio workstation with Studio One. The latest version is the most inspired yet. Perhaps more than any DAW that they've tested recently, Studio One's smooth workflow makes it easy to record audio, compose music, and mix, and simultaneously feels like a mature workstation. Studio One doesn't scale to larger studios as well as Pro Tools, but it's an inspired choice for anyone who needs a serious DAW. I guess Audacity's not serious. It's more of a comedian, I guess. Some of the pros: fast workflow for recording music, composition, and mixing. Excellent chord and pattern-based composition tools. New live performance features. Some cons: it's really cluttered interface and mix console. Could use some new instrument sounds. Again, who needs that for spoken word audio? And new score editor can't print sheet music, which apparently is not an issue for us as podcasters. So there you go. Then we jump down to Steinberg Cubase Pro. This is well suited for music composition. So again, nothing to mention around podcasting. It's a great tool if you're into music recording and editing. Again, can you use this for podcasting? Absolutely. Is it made for that? No. One of the granddaddies, one of the biggest ones that people love, but only gets a 3.5 and a good rating, is Adobe Audition. Ooh, this is going to make some people angry. Their thoughts and why they picked it, from topping off your audio clips and getting them to sit just right in a final video project or podcast. Oh, they said the word podcast. Everyone gets a prize. To crafting sound effects for video games or ducking music to spotlight voiceovers, Audition excels. It's a powerful cross-platform suite that's in its own category. It has specialized tools for cleaning up and restoring audio. It offers precision, non-destructive editing for corporate and commercial videos and podcasts. Again, unlike Audacity, which is a much simpler program, it's also stellar in post-production. Who's it for? Audition is a comprehensive audio editor for anyone interested in video post-production, podcasts, again, woohoo, and audio restoration. It makes sense as a supplement to a video editor or as part of an existing program. Although Audition can function as a digital audio workstation, it's too limited and expensive for that. Given its lack of music composition tools. Again, we don't really need a lot of music if we're doing spoken word audio. So again, this would be another example of a Lamborghini picking up a 2x4 at the Home Depot. Do you need all of these tools? Do you need to pay for all of these tools? Will you get your money's worth from all of these tools? The jury is out on that, and that's your decision to make. So how do you pick the right DAW for you? Really, what it all comes down to is, what is your level of expertise? What is your level of complexity? What do you feel comfortable with? And at the end of the day, it's got to be something that you can use and use well. So if you want what they call the best tool for podcast editing, as reported by PC Mag, again, don't get mad at me, they picked Audacity as being the best for podcast editing. Now, again, I didn't make that up. I didn't write this article. So please, from their words to your ears, they've chosen Audacity as the best for podcast editing. If you have any feedback about this list or what's missing from this list, I'd love to hear your thoughts for your podcast editing and solutions business. What are you using? What are you falling in love with? What's your ride or die for your DAW? And I'd love to hear from you over at podcasteditingandsupport.com. And what I would love to have, again, because I'm an Audacity person, I would love to hear from people who are not using Audacity, to not just come in here and try to convince me to switch, but to share the benefits of the program that you love with our audience. So I'm looking for experts in any of these DAWs that we've talked about or anything we haven't talked about to reach out, come on the show, share how you use your DAW of choice so that we can have a rich, wide view of all of the options out there for our digital audio workstations. Thank you for listening to the Podcast Editing and Support Show. You can reach me at any time through podcasteditingandsupport.com, and I'd love to hear your voice and meet you as another podcast editor and supporter of great podcasts everywhere. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you on the next episode. Thanks for listening to the Podcast Editing and Support Show. Visit us at podcasteditingandsupport.com, podcasteditingandsupport.com. We would love to help you find a great podcast editor, or if you want to hire us, we would love to work with you. podcasteditingandsupport.com. Catch you on the next episode. Take care.